Good morning, Rob.
Conference game this week starting out on Thursday night at Stony Brook. Before we get into that, just talk about how camp has gone for your guys and how excited you are to get the season underway.
Yeah, camp has been really good for us. We're all excited as coaches and players to kind of go out there and see what, the fruits of our labor are. I th think we got some really good work in. I got a ton of reps, a ton of new guys and young guys reps. Made sure we honed in on, trying to play well together as a unit on offense, defense, and special teams as one team. And I think, I do think we got better. I think we stayed fairly healthy, and I think that it was a successful camp. And hopefully, very, very excited now to kind of go out there and have a chance to see what we did and see what we can do performance wise and production wise, and be able to, go against somebody that's not in blue.
First question this morning from Kevin Treslaney. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks very much. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Kev.
Coach Gardy, what makes you feel good about the fact that you can cut down on the sacks you guys gave up last year? I mean, you had a pretty mobile quarterback last year, but Nolan still got taken down quite a few times having to run around back there. What gives you faith that the offensive line and your pass protectors can do a better job at that this year?
Yeah, well, I think there's certainly faith in that. I think that the overall number of sacks is also kind of a misleading stat. We did give up too many sacks, so I don't want you to think we didn't. But it's really sacks per attempt that matters more in an offense like ours than it does. And I think we need to be somewhere in that one sack per 22 of pass attempts, and we were probably in one per 17 last year. And so we obviously need to get that better, and we would like to be even higher. But that would put us in, the top 10 in giving up sacks for the amount we throw. And I think the thing that would give us confidence in that is probably threefold, right? I mean, a lot of it has to do with the quarterback, and I think that's an underrated part of it. We put a lot of onus on that in our quarterback rooms, and we did last year as well, and we still will. We always have in getting the, processing fast, getting the ball to your hands fast, making sure we're making smart decisions. And there are times when a sack is the better option. There's times when it's okay. It's not what we want, but it's better than a turnover. And so there are some times where that's the case. And then I think the second part of it is obvious in the offensive line and the blocking department, right? The offensive line, the tight ends, when they're in pro, and then the running backs are mainly in pro for us in pass plays. Those guys have to be really clean with their mental stuff. I mean, it's really more mental than it is physical. And then obviously we have to win our one-on-ones. We talk about that in the pass game a lot, but we have to win our one-on-ones in pass pro too, because a lot of times it'll turn into a 5-6 man rush against 5 or 6 blockers. And we have to make sure that, when we have the hats for them, that we protect long enough for the quarterback to get the ball off. And then I think the third part of that would be, having guys that can get open out wide and, making sure that we have a real good understanding of what our schemes are so that we can do the get the quick throws done. Like if they're giving us something, we got to take it, so that didn't even happen. There was no pass blocking that had to happen. We got the ball out fast. And I think that's part of the offense that really the second year hopefully does get a little better from one to two, is just the processing speed of everyone, of all 11, making sure that we're all on the same page so that we can limit those as we can. But I've had very, very explosive offenses in the past, and we've gotten sacked a few times. So it's not the be all end all of stats, but it's something that obviously is going to stop drives. And you also don't want your quarterback getting hit. So regardless of what it does to the effect of your possessions and your points, we need to make sure that our quarterback's staying healthy.
Next question from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good morning, Coach. With Nolan graduating last year, who's going to be the starting quarterback heading into?
That's a great question. I tell you what, we were fortunate enough to have Nolan for quite some time, and I was only fortunate enough to have him for 1 year. I wish I had him for a million. He's an awesome kid, awesome football player, and great competitor. And so we wish him the best as he's in the NFL right now. For us, we'll make that decision in the next couple of days. It'll be between Ryan O'Connor and Zach Marker. Those two guys have both had very outstanding camps. I think we can win with either. I think our team is confident with either. I think they're both good leaders, both good performers. But neither of them have taken snaps in an FCS football game, in a significant manner. And so we need to kind of feel them out and see which one of those guys can go do it for the long haul.
You also lost nine starters on the defensive side of the ball, with your top defense last year. Have you had who's your replacements in that regard?
Well, we took a bunch of kids in the freshman class and in the transfer portal to do our best to replenish some of that talent. I don't know that, I know that we replaced talent. Whether or not we replaced production, we'll find out on Thursday. I think there's certainly talent there. We filled those spots and had guys that were already on the team that, have obviously stepped up like normal, process in college. And so, we feel good about it. We'll feel better about it when we see some results on Thursday.
Thank you.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, follow up from Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan. You played with and coached a lot of very, very good wide receivers over the last 20 years. What do you like about Jordan Townsend that makes you feel comfortable about about being able to send him out there as your season gets going?
There's a couple of things. I could list them on more than one hand. I know that. I mean, he versatility is probably the word that's most important for me. I mean, he's there's certain people as a play caller that become your safety blanket and your safety net, your comfort blanket. He's one of those for me. I think that I could move him anywhere. I could honestly, I don't know if he can throw well enough, but he could play quarterback in the offense. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those kids that knows it all inside and out, can play any position. There's never a time where I call a play and he's looking at me like I'm crazy. He's just does it. And his demeanor, his confidence and his production in the past. I mean, that's the biggest thing that's going to make you feel comfortable and confident in him is the things that he's done. He's been an all conference guy for multiple years and he's proven it on the field. And that's the thing that, that makes you comfortable with him more than everybody else that we've brought in. There's a lot of talent out there. I hope that we find out on Thursday that they're great in the FCS, in the CAA also. Jordan is already. He's done it. And so that's the thing that I think makes you feel most comfortable with him.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
Ryan, you touched a little earlier about all the new faces on defense. Your defense obviously was one of the best in the country last year. You guys were able to be super aggressive, and I'm assuming with all those veterans, were able to do some different things with the experience. Have you had to change anything with some of these new guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've changed some things. I think you'll see a little bit different of a defense out there. You'll certainly see different people, but I don't think you'll see different mentality. I mean, how do you play good defense? You get 11 halves to the ball. You run full speed to the ball. You take the ball away, right? You go do your best to get people around the quarterback. Stay aggressive, attack oriented mentality. Those are the things that aren't going to change, whether our front's the same or our back end's the same. Those are the things that, you might see some changes in, just based on things that you do, work you do in the off season and things like that, to kind of use your personnel better, with who we have. But as far as our mentality and our demeanor and who we are as, as a unit, you're going to see similar things. You're going to see us flying around. You're going to see us getting 11 halves to the ball. You're going to see us trying to take the ball away. And getting the ball back to the offense and trying to steal possessions.
Talk about Stony Brook a little bit, opening with a conference game on the road. Coach Brewer has certainly been there some time, so you've got that kind of as a baseline, but they've got a lot of new guys as well. Just sort of break down Stony Brook for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting. Nowadays, it's probably not that uncommon, but I feel like between the two of us, man, that's a lot of new faces. And so it'll be an interesting matchup out there. We'll find out at kickoff and coin toss who's going out there and who's actually playing. Because both depth charts were just all new guys. And so I think the thing that's gonna kind of be exciting is seeing what both of us look like. We got new looks on, personnel for sure on our side and some scheme. And then those guys, with a couple new play callers, will be interesting to see what they do as well. And so, it'll be exciting. Anytime you get a chance to open up in the conference, it's pretty exciting. And it's a tough one sometimes, and especially for us here going on the road, that's a tough trip. But I think we're up for it. I do think, I know Coach Priori. I know that I've played against them multiple times when I was at the University of New Hampshire. I know what I like to play there. I know how hard it is to play there. I know how hard-nosed and tough and physical, and how much they fly around. at Stony Brook. I know last year was an anomaly, and so we are prepared to get a pretty big fight on Thursday. And we're excited about it. We, you know, be good to fight somebody else.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Long Island, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too.